open wide. This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Good afternoon, radio listeners. Welcome from the Encouragers, Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael. We are on the air every Saturday at 3 p.m., bringing words of encouragement from the Holy Bible for everyday life. Please continue to listen in and be blessed. Our Father, who art in heaven, sovereign over everything, Prince of Peace, Mighty Counselor, please forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. I thank you for this opportunity to preach your word from the Holy Bible. May what I say be helpful to someone and pleasing to you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. My topic for today is The Crucifixion and Resurrection of Jesus Christ, Part 2. My scripture is Matthew 27:33-35 and 28th chapter, 5th-6th verse. My text is Matthew 27:35, 28th chapter, 5th-6th verse, which states, "And they crucified him and parted his garments, casting lots, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet. They parted my garments among them, and upon my vesture did they cast lots. And the angel answered and said unto the woman, Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come see the place where the Lord lay." After Jesus' crucifixion and burial, and in the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulcher. An angel was there and encouraged them against their fears to come near to graves and tombs, especially in silence and solitude, has something in it frightful. Much more was it so to those women to find an angel at the sepulcher. But he soon makes them easy with the word, "Fear not ye, the keepers shook and became as dead men. But fear not ye, let the sinners in Zion be afraid, for there is cause for it. But fear not Abraham, nor any of the faithful seed of Abraham. Why should the daughters of Sarah that do well be afraid with any amazement? Fear not ye, let not the news I have to tell you be any surprise to you, for you were told before that your master would rise. Let it be no terror to you, for his resurrection will be your consolation. Fear not any hurt that I will do you, nor any evil tidings I have to tell you. Fear not ye, for I know that you seek Jesus. I know you are friends to the cause. I do not come to frighten you, but to encourage you. Those that seek Jesus have no reason to be afraid, for if they seek him diligently, they shall find him, and shall find him their bountiful rewarder. All our believing inquiries about the Lord Jesus was observed and taken notice of in heaven. I know that ye seek Jesus, and shall certainly be answered as these were, with good words and comfortable words. Ye seek Jesus that was crucified. He mentions his being crucified the more to commend their love to him. You seek him still, though he was crucified. You remain and retain your kindness for him, notwithstanding. He assures them of the resurrection of Christ, and there was enough in that to silence their fears. He is not here, for he is risen. To be told he is not here would have been no welcome news to those who sought him, if it had not been added, he is risen. It is matter of comfort to those who see Christ and miss of finding him where they expected, that he is risen. If we find him not in sensible comfort, yet he is risen. We must not hearken to those who say, lo, here is Christ, or lo, he is there, for he is not here. He is not there. He is risen. In all our inquiries about Christ, we must remember that he is risen, and we must seek him as one risen. Now with any gross carnal thoughts of him, not with any gross carnal thoughts of him. There were those that knew Christ after the flesh, but now henceforth know we him so no more. It is true, he had a body, but it is now a glorified body. They that make pictures and images of Christ forget that he is not here. He is risen. Our communion with him must be spiritual, by faith in his word, Romans 10:6-9. We must seek him with great reverence and humility and an awful regard to his glory. For he is risen. God has highly exalted him and given him a name above every name. And therefore every knee and every soul must bow before him. We must seek him with a heavenly mind when we are ready to make this world our home and to say, it is good to be here. Let us remember our Lord Jesus is not here. He is risen. And therefore, let not our hearts be here, but let them rise too and seek the things that are above. Colossians 3:1-3, Philippians 3:20. Jesus lives now and forevermore. Therefore, let us be obedient to his will. Jesus said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. That where I am, there ye may be also. John 14:2-3. A new kind of hospital is coming to rural America. To qualify, facilities must close beds. Rural emergency hospitals are taking to gain a small foothold in the United States by Devna Bowles, Associated Press health writer, March 16, 2024. National headlines from ABC News. The government, which classifies hospitals by type, rolled out the rural emergency option in January 2023. Only 19 hospitals across the U.S. received rural emergency room status last year, according to the University of North Carolina's Shep Center for Health Services Research. The majority are in the South, with some in the Midwest. And hospitals in Nebraska and Florida recently started to explore the option. The designation is aimed at a very specific population, said George Pink, deputy director of the Shep Center Rural Health Research Program. And that's rural hospitals on the brink of closure, with few people getting inpatient care already. That was the case for Irwin County Hospital in Ocala, Georgia, which was the second rural emergency room established in the U.S. Weeks prior to converting, the hospital received at least $1 million in credit from the county so it would make to pay employees. Money that County Board of Supervisors Chairman Scott Carver doubted he'd see returned. We operate a $6 million budget for the county, so to extend that line of credit was dangerous on our part to some degree, he said. But we felt like we had to try. Irwin County Hospital became a rural emergency hospital on February 1, 2023. Quentin Whitwell, the hospital CEO, said it was an ideal candidate. We're still finding out what some of the impacts are, given that it's a new thing, say it went well, who through his company, Progressive Health Systems, owns and manages 6 hospitals in the Southeast, most of which are rural emergency hospitals or have applied for that designation. But the change to a rural emergency hospital has transformed this hospital. A combination of state programs and tax credits, plus the new designation, makes the hospital have $4 million in the bank, Carver said. Simply put, the work was worth it to him. Some listeners may not have given their lives to Christ, but want to do so. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you believe and are willing to follow Christ, then join a church that is based on the Holy Bible. Now, a breath of fresh air with Minister David Michael.
Good afternoon and welcome to A Breath of Fresh Air with the Encourager. Today's topic is soul satisfaction. The world's best-selling book, the Bible, teaches that a person is more than just a body. Each of us is a living soul. The Hebrew name for soul, nafshah, means living being, and the Greek name for soul, psuche, means to breathe. Our souls are created in the image of God, and God has implanted his own nature within us and given us the breath of life. Just as our bodies have specific characteristics and appetites, so do our souls. The characteristics of the soul include intelligence, emotions, and will. The human soul longs for peace, contentment, and happiness. Most of all, the soul has an appetite for God, a yearning to be reconciled to its Creator and to have fellowship with Him forever. In our world, we give most of our attention to satisfying the appetites of the body, like food, clothing, and security, and practically none to the soul. Consequently, we are one-dimensional. We become physically and materially large while remaining spiritually anemic. The soul demands as much attention as the body. It demands fellowship and communion with God. It demands worship, quietness, prayer, and meditation. Nothing but God ever completely satisfies because the soul was made for him. Jesus said in Matthew, the 22nd chapter and 37th verse, to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. Please don't starve your soul, for what good is it for a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? Remember, we have all violated God's divine law and fall short of his glory. Yet God loves you so much that he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, who died, was buried, and arose so that you may have everlasting life. So put God first, trust and obey his word, and take action for your soul satisfaction.
You have been listening to Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael, the Encouragers, bringing you words of encouragement from the Holy Bible. We hope that we have said something that was encouraging to you as you continue on your life's journey. Thank you for listening.
Every Monday, we will bring you stories from the front line of ministry, ordinary people doing extraordinary things for God. We will redefine where the front line is, from risky missions to comfortable caring, always with the invitation for you, the listener, to look for the front line in your life. Tune in to 89.9 FM every Monday at 11 a.m. Get on the front line.
Abba, Father, save me.